During his weekly general audience today, Pope Benedict spoke about those who die for their faith. His remarks came during a reflection on the first martyr of the Church, St. Stephen. Charles Collins has the story.
Pope Benedict continued his catechesis on the early Christians of the Church during his weekly general audience Wednesday in the Pope Paul VI Audience Hall. The Pope spoke about the Church's first martyr, St. Stephen.
The Acts of the Apostles tells us that Stephen, a man full of faith and of Holy Spirit, was one of seven men, traditionally considered the first deacons, appointed by the apostles to assist the Greek-speaking widows in the Jerusalem community. The apostles then prayed and laid their hands on them as a sign of handing on a specific office within the community, as well as beseeching the grace necessary to fulfill it.
Pope Benedict went on to speak about the ministry of St. Stephen.
In addition to his ministry of charity, Stephen also preached the gospel, and his fearless proclamation of Jesus as a fulfillment of the Mosaic law led to his death by stoning. His martyrdom, in imitation of Christ, unleashed a local persecution, which resulted in the preaching of the gospel beyond Jerusalem and finally to the pagans. As we know, Stephen's death was witnessed by the young Saul, who after his dramatic conversion to Christ would take up and develop Stephen's preaching of the gospel as centered on faith in Christ rather than the observance of the law.
The Holy Father says that the life of St. Stephen can serve as a model for us today.
Stephen's example shows us the inseparability of faith and charity and reminds us that every persecution can become an opportunity for the spread of the gospel and the growth of the Church. Let us have the courage to take up his example of bold witness.
After the audience, the Pope greeted several groups, including some from the Focolare movement, and encouraged them to renew their commitment to spread the gospel. I'm Charles Collins.